I'm sure to talk about my family a few times on here and probably piss them off more than a few. But I guess everybody talks about their family and has stories to tell. I mean, hell, I remember my mom when I was little telling a story about her dad, who I never met. I never met any of her parents. They died before I was born. But her dad, who was a coal miner, like going out to drink after work and getting drunk on a winter night and walking home. And I'm from up north, a small town in Virginia, coal mining town, and him passing out in the snow and then getting run over by a car that turns out to be, driven by a doctor. So that's kind of a interesting story there, and the fact that my mom's mom was, Indian, and I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about, I don't think it's really talking about your family. It's telling stories about your family. We all do it, and some writers do it in different ways, but I'm going to do that in this podcast. Like, it's one of the things I want to do is tell stories and some of the joy about growing up. I didn't have the great childhood, but it had nothing to do with my parents, really. Had mainly to do with other people around, but and like, why did I start this podcast when I got a lot of others, and this one's going to be mainly me just venting? I mean, I do venting very well. I mean, well, not very well, but some it does very easily. I'm one of those wanker fucking jack-off copycats of Spider Jerusalem that Warren Ellis fucking let loose into the world. And I did this podcast. I mean, did I need to create a new one? No. Did I need to create a different one? No. Better design podcast? Definitely fucking not. Was this a subconscious effort on my part to move into the next golden phase of my life? Fuck no. I just cannot help myself sometimes when it comes to the change, and help myself when it comes to doing new projects. It's an impulse. It's something I have to fucking do. It feeds something in me. I have several podcasts at Tin Pod Radio right now. Link to be provided somewhere in the details if I decide to freaking do it. I've had so many different blogs, journals, or the sort, and online since I first spent the first couple hours online, like 17 straight hours. No fucking kidding, 17 straight hours just looking up Doctor Who stuff, and all those things for the most part have died out now, or been deleted by me or others. I sometimes wonder what all I have on the net with my name on it. Does any of my fan fiction still exist out there, saved on a computer somewhere? About poems I posted on sites but never copied for myself? Or any of the sites I started and stopped and started, forgot about, still flashing away out there with gifts and dancing babies to be randomly found by someone searching for porn? Who knows? I think I would be scared shitless if I ran across some of that stuff by accident. Other people would just see how goth and mood and bad in writing I was at those stages in my life. Though some of those stages are not that long ago, to be honest. What I wish for this podcast to be used for is to update people on my current life skips, hurdles, and runs. It's a way of clearing my head to sleep. I'll throw them out into the world when needed, where needed, about what's needed. No apologies. I need this. The world's like kind of really fucked up right now, so I need as many outlets as I can get. I'm sure we all do in a lot of ways. Even if I'm the only thing I'm doing is raging against how freaking boring sanity can be. Or about the fire whiskey and rum I bought after work because you really freaking need it sometimes. I should probably take the time to write a short story right now, or at least. Nope, not gonna happen. Not working factory work on a night like this is such a blessing. Because if I was working factory work like I used to do all the time, I'd be trying to find somebody to buy them 60 cents off of to buy a soda, since the change machine did not ever care for the $5 bill that I kept trying to feed it. So those are my drug. So are podcasts.
I want a renaissance to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long, but I
choices.